where nobody goes, no search party. Nobody knows but they both share a single rope, trying to stay afloat. The treasure that you blew when I was tied to you. We reeled each other in, got caught up in the wind. Our sails they pulled too hard, and we fell off our raft. If our own mistakes are too much to take, if it just won't work and we can find a way, maybe our lives go different ways, go different ways. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Find an island, find an island. Slowly you drifted off, putting us on the rocks. No longer want to know where you make plans to go. I built this boat to live, you chose to move too fast. A storm has swept right through and washed away your view. If our own mistakes are too much to take, if it just won't work and we can find a way, maybe our lives go different ways, go different ways. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Find an island, find an island. And if our own mistakes are too much to take, if it just won't work and we can't find a way, maybe our maps go different ways, go different ways. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me. Find an island far away from me, a shipwreck that's the sea, where nobody goes, no search but deep, nobody knows but me.
Kia ora and welcome to another exciting episode of Kick Arts, Auckland's comprehensive art show, brought to you every Sunday night at Planet FM 104.6 or live streamed at planetaudio.org.nz. You are here with me tonight. This is the voice of George Parker. I am super excited to have one of my favourite local bands in the studio with me tonight. Their name is Fred and we're going to be talking to them about their music. They're even going to be playing some music live in the studio, which is very exciting. The song that we just listened to was... Find an Island. Find an Island by Benny, and I'm super stoked that she has released that song because it's one of my favourites from her live set. This song here is a new one from Daffodils, who've been in the studio a couple of times. They're great people, and they are playing a show at the Tuning Fork in the next couple of weeks, so definitely head along to that. I think it's about two or three weeks, and tickets are on sale now. I should actually go grab one. This is a good reminder for me. This is their new song, Why Don't You Hold Me.
She If I come again, I will hurt. And if she could crash in my face and in my head. With my own two eyes.
Back to the studio. That there was Lucy. For some reason, my mouth keeps saying Lukey, which is just completely incorrect. That is Lucy Dacus with a cover of In the Air Tonight, which I thought was pretty great. I hadn't actually heard it before, and I thought I just want to listen to that, so I just put it on because I'm the boss man in the red chair. So I did it. She also recently released a cover of Dancing in the Dark, which is really, really great. I definitely would recommend giving that a jam. It's Lucy Dacus, D-A-C-U-S. You should actually just listen to her because she is awesome. Fred, welcome to the studio.
Yo.
You have a great kind of complicated name because it sounds like you are just someone called Fred.
True. Yeah. Well, we're not. Five people.
You're five
collectively
people.
Called Fred.
Four of which are in the room. Welcome. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to have you in. If you wouldn't mind just saying who you are and what you do in Fred, and if you could play any other instrument in Fred, what would you play?
You start, Cam.
Ooh. Hey, I'm Cam. I play piano. And yeah, if I had to play something else, I'd probably want to play drums, but Karen's doing a pretty damn awesome job, so it'd be a hard act to follow.
Nice. I'm Jesse, the singer, and Fred. I definitely want to play drums too, but it wouldn't be a good idea. I think we all just want to play drums. Everybody just wants to play drums.
You could be just a drumming band, percussion band.
Yeah, with one actual drummer. Actually, Cam does play drums really well.
Well, I used to.
Yeah.
When I was like 12.
Oh, hi, I'm Alex. I'm the bass player, and I do all kind of weird noises, samples and stuff on top. And what I would love to do is what Cam is doing, so piano. Ooh. Like, wow.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm Karen. I actually play drums. And, yeah, I'd love to do what Cam's doing, actually. Like, all that piano stuff. It's very groovy.
And I'm super excited. This is, like, the most complicated studio setup I've ever seen. I'm excited for, like, this, when I put it up on our Facebook tomorrow, for, like, the Planet FM crew to see this. Because, like, it's like with ZM or something. No, not that. I don't know. You guys are going to play a couple of songs.
Yeah.
Can we just go in with one?
I reckon that would be a good idea, right? We haven't actually decided what we're going to play yet.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
So you've got one single out.
We do have one single out. It's called Paris Sunrise. It's on Spotify.
Such a banger.
Oh, okay.
I listen to that song at least once a day.
Is that true?
It really is.
Wow.
It really is. And I've been sending it to everyone because it's such a banger. I love it.
It's really sweet. Thanks. Well, should we play that song?
Oh, cool.
Please do.
That would be a good idea.
It's been ages.
One, two, three, four.
Dreaming. sunrise, oh my girl. And we will sit, watch the stars that love us through. And dressed in
beautiful. I love that song.
Oh, thanks.
It's so good. So if people want to listen to that again, you can listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just if you just type in Fred and then you scroll down and down and down and down, you find
it. Yeah. Better way to do it is type Fred Paris Sunrise and then it will come up. If you just type Fred, you won't find us, which is a bit of a problem.
I just scroll down and down.
Do you?
Yeah, because
it's probably because you've listened to it before. If you do it on a Spotify where you haven't listened to us before, it's very hard to find.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we're going to fix that.
Well, soon you will just be so famous that you'll just pop up at
the top.
That
will just be the most famous Fred.
Yeah. Yep. You will be the most famous Fred.
Actually, you found another band called Fred.
Oh.
From the Netherlands, yeah.
From the Netherlands, true.
Yeah, they're called Fred.
Yeah, there's a Fred with a Macron over the E.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Where did the name come from?
Oh, man, that's actually quite a long story, eh? We started off as a band.
We've got 90 minutes.
True, we do, eh? Well, we were initially called Girl Named Fred, which was
also
a name
good
that kind of came from this sort of random place. We were... How did it start again?
Did it have to do with a dog?
The dog.
There was a dog, yeah. A friend of ours had a dog called Fred, and they just said, oh, it's a girl named Fred. And we were looking for a name for our band, so we thought, oh. But then, along the way... we decided to shorten it to Fred because, I don't know, this didn't make much sense for us to be called Girl Named Fred.
Didn't make much sense, especially because we didn't have any girls.
We didn't have any girls at the time in the band. This was before Karen joined.
Yeah, and my name's not Fred.
So and also Karen's name isn't Fred.
It's just really confusing for everyone.
Named Karen.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But like,
I feel like we need to come up with a better band name story, actually, now that I say that.
Yeah.
We'll think of a better one.
The first time that I even met some of the members of Mini Simmons, they came into the studio and I asked them where their name came from, and they made up a story, and the story was so bad that member of the band, now that I manage them, is on a temporary no interview.
Wow.
Man. Yoni, if you're listening, I love you. It's Yoni. He knows. He thinks it's hilarious. I think if you listen back to the podcast, which actually you can find online.
We also made it into acronym game, right? Like,
yeah.
So the F-R-E-D could mean different things.
Could mean anything to anyone.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, good. So, have you got any favourites so far?
Oh, we had a few.
Yeah, what was the winning one? Do you remember?
The official one, isn't it?
The winning one, yeah.
So Fred's Recursive Electric Dream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's Cam's one.
So we posted a quiz.
I remember this.
And then the winner could...
before your last show, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what was the winning thing?
They won a $60 bar tab and 2 free tickets. Yeah. And I can't remember what it was. It was less about what they did and more that they just won the thing. But there's a bunch of different ones.
Yeah. It's a good idea. If anyone can think of any good ones... acronym with Fred, send us a message on Kickart and we'll do a shout out for you, a really good shout out. Fred will dedicate a song to you.
Yeah, we'll give you tickets to our next show.
Yeah. That's cool. When is your next show? Do you have a next show?
We don't have a next show.
Yeah.
Our next show is going to be in probably in January. We've been doing a whole lot of gigs recently, and feel like we're showing up a bit too much, so we're going to do some writing. I think do some writing, do some more recording. Cool. We just recently got funding for a song, so we're going to be...
Very exciting.
New Zealand Only funding.
Mm. I heard that the last lot of New Zealand Only for funding was almost 200 applicants. This is just crazy, because they picked, what, 20 or 25. So it means to get, in that list is so significant. Well done.
Thanks.
Crazy cool.
Thanks. We were really, really stoked and surprised. I was actually really surprised that we got it. Not because I feel like, because I had applied for funding before and it had taken me quite a few applications. So it's very great to get it on our first try as a band.
Your first try as a band. I didn't realize it was your first try, but actually now it makes sense. That is a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really nice to have that support.
Absolutely.
And the applications have changed now recently as well. They don't just, when I was doing it, you could only make a product and then you'd have no money to do anything with it. So you'd make a really, highly funded music video and then there'd be no money to put behind it. But now they've changed it so that you can kind of use the money a lot more loosely on things that will help you for your specific circumstances.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
Yeah. Shout out to New Zealand On Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I mean, just looking at the list of other acts within that who have gone through the funding this time, it's an amazing list. I am super excited for the next couple of months of music. It's the Breeders and Deeing and everybody. It's awesome. Breeders? Bleeders. Which one's the New Zealand one and which is the really famous one?
The Breeders are the one from the US.
Talking about the Bleeders.
The Bleeders,
We're definitely talking about the Bleeders.
Deeing is awesome. She played at our house. We had a house party and she played. The first ever Fred gig, actually.
That was how Fred started.
Was at our house party, and she played there as well.
It never intended to be more than just a one-time thing, eh?
You can answer this one, Cam. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, just kind of jamming, and I don't know. If we wanted to do something a little bit more, then we thought we might do a second gig, maybe, but I don't know. Weren't big plans at the start.
No, it's just
all live together, is that right? Is that the case?
Us two and Louis, who's not here.
And you live in the famous flat?
The famous one.
Yeah.
The big party flat.
Relatively famous.
For those of you that don't know about the famous flat, I don't even know where it is. I've never been there, but I've heard about this flat that it's just really big, a million people live there, and it has amazing gigs. Forever, right? Because Matrix Parachutes, I think they came out, started playing there when they first moved to New Zealand.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, they did a great show there.
Yeah.
One of our flatmates manages them.
Are a cool band.
They are so amazing.
It's highly possible for those who are listening that they might be on next weekend, but I think we're still organising that. I am a big fan of them, actually. We should definitely play some of them later on in the show because they're really good. They've got the song off their latest record called The Bug.
Oh, man, yes.
So I that good.
Yeah.
Addicted to it.
Be Kind Rewind is also a good one.
Yeah, there are great videos. Is that the one? That's one with the last... That was the last video, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if I saw the video.
It's super freaky. Oh,
yeah.
It's a freaky video, but it's good. So are you going to be... the funding that you just got, is there a video included in that, or that's different funding? This is the song funding.
Well, we've got a grant where we can use it on kind of whatever it's going to be. It's for the song that we'll play next.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't necessarily use all the money for a music video.
Mm-hmm.
We may use some of it on promotional costs, but we haven't decided that yet. It's all quite fresh. As I say, we're quite surprised to get the grant in the first place, so the plan is now being made. It wasn't made before we got the funding.
Do you have to do it within a certain time frame as well?
6 months. Six months.
That's a decent amount of time for you to kind of...
It is, yeah.
Figure out what you're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the song is called Polyamorous.
Yep.
What's the song about?
The song... I wrote the song in London with a guy called Jack, and the song was initially quite nonsensical in its lyrics. it was called Cannabis Lover for quite a long time, and... 3 days before we recorded it, we sort of had a little bit of a look at it and thought, actually, now that we're recording it, we should probably make sure it makes sense. So kind of crafted this different sort of story. And basically it's an unrequited love story in a way. And it's about a guy who has had something with somebody before, but that person is kind of she's going off and doing her own thing, and he's not bitter about it. It's not a bitter song, but he's sort of, he wishes that he could, like, kind of have her all to himself, but he understands as well that she is off being her own person, doing her own thing. Yeah.
Cool. Mm. That sounds really interesting. Do we just get into it?
Should we play?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Summer haze floating in the ethereal, and time and space tell me if it was for real. Give up, give up, she's an endless lover.
Like, it's great. It's a real bop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So if people want to hear that, it will be released sometime in the next 6 months.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. That's wish we had more of a solid plan.
This is a reasonable time frame.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And people should follow you on your socials, right? To keep
for
up.
Sure. At a band named Fred on Instagram and Facebook.
It's yeah. Good. There's currently a photo of me on the Instagram, and it's not even a story. It's a post, guys. I'm feeling the love. It's great. So, how did you all get together? How did the five of you become a band named Fred? the band, Fred. Did you? Because you're kind of the leading. You're the force behind Fred. Is that right?
I wouldn't say so. I'd say maybe like initially. I had a band in London called Negative Ghost Rider.
That is such and, a good name.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't come up with it actually, but yeah, it's a Top Gun reference. I've never seen Top Gun. Have you seen Top Gun?
No, I haven't seen Top Gun.
No, okay. Oh, anyway,
I've seen Engine. Top Gear, but it's different.
And I had all of these songs that when I left London, I was like, man, these songs, because they didn't really fit into my solo act, because they're a lot more sort of dancey and upbeat. And I was sort of thinking, man, it would be great to be able to play these songs. So when we had this house party, I was like, oh, you know, there's this house party in 3 weeks that 500 people are coming to, and it would be really fun to be in a band playing on stage in front of them. Why don't we just take these songs that we have and just, you know, learn them up and play them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we started, and that was me, Louis and Cam, and Alex, who I met at Zach's Bar in Parnell, which is our local.
Free advertising.
Super local.
And, check out Zach's Bar, great place for a hang and a game of Jenga. And, yeah, board games. It's like a board game bar. It's good. Anyway, I met Alex there, and it was funny, actually, Alex, like, You kind of asked me for a jam quite a few times, eh?
Yeah, I was stalking you.
Yeah, right? Like, and initially I was like not clean. I was like really rude.
I heard Jesse singing, you know, but it was like the Sunday sessions, and he was playing with the local jazz band, the Turtlenecks, a friend of yours, Jimmy.
Yeah,
and I thought like, wow, you know, really cool voice, and I have to, you know, just try to get a gig with this guy. So I kept on sort of asking, like, do you need a bass player, or, you know, do you need musicians?
A lot of the time when people ask you for a jam, though, it's like, you know, they're not actually that great. So I just kind of, yeah, and I was like, I don't know. And then we're like, okay, let's actually have a jam. And I was like, oh my God, he's fucking amazing. It was incredible.
Oh, thanks.
It was so good. So we met there, and then we had another drummer for that party, which was a friend of ours, Anthony. And we played with him for a while, and then sort of, because he's a busy guy, we had, like, he was basically too busy for the band, so we were looking for somebody else, and we were very, very happy to find Karen as a recommendation from one of our friends, and Karen's just like slotted in perfectly and been an absolute asset to us. So yeah, that's basically how we met. Well, we're playing together now.
Cool. Cool, nice. And there's just such a great vibe in here. Like, you guys just seem to be super in sync with each other. It's just lovely. Like, and I can just imagine what it is like seeing you live with the full setup and everything. It must be great. So you've played, what, like, 4 shows or something? How many shows have you played now?
I don't know. How many have we done? We've done, as our own shows that we've put on.
Yeah.
We've done 3.
Yes, I remember you telling me that a few weeks ago and just being absolutely blown away, because I felt like I'd seen you, all of a sudden you guys had just appeared and you were all over my socials, and there's just this buzz. And then when you told me that you'd done like three shows that you put on, I was like, what the actual hell? I think that was my actual response. It was like, how is this a thing? You know, like, normally that buzz just takes so long for that to happen for a band. Super impressive.
Yeah, we've been like astounded by the response so far, eh? It's been like, yeah, I've been in a lot of bands in the last 10 years and I've never had anything like this, so it's super positive and super exciting.
Yeah.
It's
a great buzz. Yeah. And you played a quite interesting show on Saturday. Was it Friday or Saturday? At Nigel Woods?
Friday, yeah.
Yeah. I saw quite a good photo on Instagram. So you guys have quite an interesting stage look.
Oh, that's a funny story. You're talking about the photo where my face is painted gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I actually didn't mean to do that. I had, I had some gold paint. I just sort of saw it as I was coming out of the house, because we always dress in onesies when we play gigs.
Wait, are we talking like face paint or paint?
Oh, no, we're talking face paint.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's like body effect paint. Because I'd used it before for a show where I like painted my whole body gold.
Yeah.
Before the onesies kind of situation. It still had some. And I thought, oh, I'll take it. And maybe I'll just put some under my eyes. And I put like a little bit. And then on my left side, I had put a little bit too much. And I was have to put like a bit more on my right side. And then I like brushed my nose. I was like, oh shit. Okay, so I can't swear on radio. Oh, damn.
You're all good.
And I was like, I'll okay. like, you know, colour my nose and to like make it work. And then I had this kind of weird line, and then at that point I was like, oh, that's a bought mission. And I tried to like wash it off.
Oh no.
But I couldn't, because it's from Body Effects, and Body Effects are amazing, and they do like the, you know, makeup for like TV and stuff. So it was just like, it wouldn't come off. And so I was like, I've just got to commit to this. So that's why I then painted my whole face gold, because I thought it was better than having a random line.
That is actually so yes. good.
Yeah.
But the onesies is becoming legendary now, right? Are they going to be part of the next video clip as well?
I reckon it.
Yeah. So.
But they're not just your standard onesies, are they?
They're custom-made by
They're custom-made?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're amazing.
It's
a fashion like
designer from New York, right?
Psychedelic is the word I want to use.
Yeah.
Accurate.
And tight, too. Super tight.
I feel like that's our fault, though, because we gave her our measurements, and I'm pretty sure we screwed it up. Because they came back and they're like, way too tight.
Maybe we gave the European size, maybe the American size.
Yeah.
So what was the whole idea around that? Why did you want to do something a bit different in terms of your stage performance, and how did you choose that? Whose idea was it to do the onesies?
It was my idea.
I think we had a session, right? Like where we looked at sort of stage appearances, and then...
Yeah,
you mentioned like, this, you know, fashion designer that you knew that makes amazing costumes.
Custom onesies,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we all had sort of thought, we were thinking already about like the aesthetic of the band, and like thinking we should have something that is a statement. Mm. And then actually in the house, one of our flatmates had a onesie commissioned for her to take to Splore. And I saw it and I was like, man, that would be great. What if we just all had customized onesies?
We actually got some really cool response from even people in Europe, saying like, oh, you look like a you know, avant-garde band from Berlin and stuff, because of just like the eccentric sort of appearance, which is, you know, amazing.
Yeah, and I think like it just seems really, in terms of planning every gig, you know, I think people don't realize, unless you're in like the music world or the arts world, how much care and thought and time goes into every gig, and having already what you're going to wear probably is a huge help, I imagine, because you can focus on other things.
That's so true, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you look at the old artists, like, you know, like back in the time of Ziggy Stardust and Bowie and stuff, they had kind of a stage persona, and I think that we've got our own sort of stage persona, I think. And we can be free and different and let go.
I find it really useful to have some kind of costume on, because I find it helps me perform a lot better, because I can feel like I can become somebody else, but like become a certain part of myself, kind of becomes like the whole of me, like,
yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Because
like there's like part of like, you know, and not, you're not performing in every moment in your day-to-day life. Sometimes you feel introverted, sometimes you feel like you want to be quiet, not around anybody, but when you're performing, you obviously have to be giving your like that certain part of yourself. So by putting on the any kind of costume, I just find it means I can access that more easily. So the onesie kind of play into that as well.
Yeah. Can you relate to that? How are you guys feeling about the onesies? Favorable?
Yeah.
Into
cool.
it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
They're pretty tight, so if we did like a longer show, we'll see if we survive. The end of the, you know,
you can hit all the falsettos easier.
Yeah.
Good fashionable form fitting, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a little song break. I've got a song queued up, but actually I'm just going to not do that and put it out into the room. Does anyone have something that they're just jamming recently that they want to, that they think we should chuck on?
Go, Karen.
Go. Oh, I've been jamming a lot of Tiny Ruins lately.
Yes, I love Tiny Ruins. For those listening who aren't familiar with Tiny Ruins, it's a local artist whose actual name is Holly. I'm trying to type, but my thing's too far away, so I tried to type talking to the microphone as well. Holly Fulbrook, and she is absolutely incredible, beautiful acoustic kind of folky stuff that you're about to hear some of. What song you reckon?
Let's do Holograms.
Cool. Is that off? What's that off?
That's off Olympic Girls.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
she's just been touring this as well. Did you see, has she? I think she must have already done her Auckland dates. Do you go on to that?
That was at, I think, think, Mount Eden War Memorial Hall. It was an amazing show.
Yeah. What a great venue.
Yeah.
Did you, you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was good?
Yeah, amazing.
Cool. Yeah. Is that because she's been touring with, is it Jen Coe? How do you say her surname? I'm not sure. She's
like Jen Coe?
Coe, yeah.
Something like that.
Cool. Let's get into it. This is Holograms by Tiny Ruins, and we will be back very soon. And it is going to play. There we go.
town so I was a child, I never knew what they do to me. Wave of love is a transient bird. Born is the show and we are none. I saw her hand, a child of the barrel.
That there was the absolutely fantastic cover of The Barrel that Louis Baker did at the most recent Scrolls. And I'm so obsessed with that. It's all up on YouTube. All of the covers are up on YouTube, so definitely go and check them out. That one was great. We were just talking about how incredible Nathan Haynes is and how if I was Nathan Haynes, I would have put myself in most of the performances as well. If you're a Nathan Haynes fan, definitely go and check out all of the different covers because he's like just being Nathan Haynes and just playing a million instruments. I've got instrument envy. Not that I play any instruments. If I played one instrument, I'd be that much closer to being Nathan Haynes. Next time you see me, I'm going to be Nathan Haynes, all right? I'm going to start calling myself Nathan Haynes. I just had this memory. I don't know why I'm sharing this story, but I'm going to share it. Last night, I decided to change my name to Spike Jonze.
Wow.
Yeah, because apparently there's this, like, famous music video director called Spike Jonze, and I was like, I'm going to go to the States, say that I'm the female Spike Jonze, and do nothing apart from just get famous by having that name.
Wow.
And just kill it.
That's
just
the
being,
dream.
Just being Spike Jonze. So I'll let you know how that goes. Yeah. Next time you see me, please. I'll either be continuing on that path or I will be Nathan Haynes. So now I've got a backup. Mm, and
it's good to have options.
That's my story.
Yeah, beautiful.
So you guys are going to do another song.
Are we? Okay.
Well, I hope so. Was I being... sorry, I might have been being presumptuous.
We've got all the being things
hopeful.
We need.
Too hopeful. What song are you going to do next?
We're going to do Sweet Talking Woman.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that... does that song need like a... explanation, or is it pretty self-explanatory? It's about a sweet talking.
No,
sweet talking woman.
I don't have a good story for this song. This is an older song that I wrote again in London. This is another old negative ghostwriter song.
Nice.
One, two. It's a free road and a heavy load. And it takes its time, yeah, it takes its toll. And the people, well, they're all walking slow. So I fall ahead, out of the flow. But I will take a chance on you. We'll start anew as the seasons change. I start to feel my age. I gotta get on out of this old town. No, living is easy when you're me. I got diamonds on my feet. Finding my place to plant my seed. I'm a sweet talking woman. Love, just another word for peace. But it takes some time to learn. There's a seed it sows, and the garden grows, and I find my head in the known unknown. But isn't it enough to be young, tired, old and free? Living is easy when you're me. I got diamonds on my feet, finding my place. Plant my seed. I'm a sweet talking woman. Love, just another word for peace. But it takes some time to learn.
Gets easier.
You know it gets easier with time. You know it gets easier.
You know it gets easier.
You know it gets easier with time. But you know it gets easier.
You know it gets easier.
You know it gets easier with time. You know it gets easier.
You know it gets easier.
You know it gets easier. So don't say goodbye. Stick around and find it always alright. Oh, living is easy when you're me. I got diamonds on my feet, finding my place to plant my seed. I'm a sweet talking woman. Love, just another word for peace. But it takes some time to learn. Don't you know Thank you, Cam. That is something.
Unexpected.
That is so nice. So that is the next single.
Oh,
after...
No, it's not.
No. I made that up.
No, it's because we've been confusing before.
You heard it here first.
At some point, we'll release that song.
Yeah.
On an EP or an album,
mm-hmm.
when we record one. So many vague ideas. But we could play the next single now, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Just go straight into it.
Yeah.
Cool. The song is called Roller Coaster.
But it's not to be mistaken with the Boyzone
that we just found out about. I really want to hear that song now.
Which you just found out about.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I don't know. Living under a rock, obviously.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
It's a banger of a song. I'm going to close the show off with it tonight, I think.
Man.
It's going to be... I never expected to play Boyzone on the show, and I should have. You're a fantastic band. There's no such thing as guilty pleasures.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. I used to, be all, hating on, all the, pop songs in high school, and then, just go home and just, listen to them, secretly. So now I'm just an open pop addict. All right, let's do it.
She was my lover and my friend. She always had a hand to lend. She was my Lucifer, playing in the poison well. And we went running hand in hand through the gates of hell. I was her Johnny, she my June. Played roller coaster in my room. Running through the gates of hell like a roller coaster, baby. Out of my mind, never she was satisfying me. Roller coaster, baby. Out of my mind, she got moves and she got love to find me. Roller coaster, baby. Out of my mind, never she was satisfying me. Roller coaster, baby. Out of my mind, she got moves and she got love to find me. Roller coaster, baby. Out of my mind. Never seen me satisfied me. Roller coaster, baby. Out my mind, she got moves and she got love to find me. I liked it better when she teased, though she was never hard to please. I was her Lucifer, running through the gates of hell like a roller coaster, baby. Out my mind. Never seen me satisfied me. Woo!
That was unexpected. Mm. You like you your music now that I because up until tonight I had only ever heard Paris Sunrise, and so this is really cool to actually like get to obviously get to know you a little bit more and talking to you, but also getting to know you a little bit more in terms of hearing the songs and hearing how versatile it actually is. So what how what would you classify your genre as? Is that too hard a question?
We're influenced by a lot of different music, you know, like from classical, you were mentioning you're listening to Arabic oud and Persian music and, you know, modern R&B, old soul, and we're doing some like Motown sound sometimes, jazz. So all of that fuse into this interesting melting pot and, you know, your songwriting in jazzy drummer influences into it's a really interesting mix of very eclectic pop. We call it pop and roll, don't we?
Pop and roll.
But there's, there's
that's
definitely
so
like
that's it just totally makes sense.
Yeah, but it's got both old influences like old music, classical music, pop, dance.
The dance influence is coming through a lot more now. More new songs, eh? I think like we're definitely still like finding our sound, I think. What do you guys reckon? Like I reckon we're sort of we're starting to write together as well, so we're starting to kind of write songs as a band. It's sort of a new thing. We're starting to kind of find a more which is kind of exciting, but we're kind of experimenting, I would say. So say we're kind of in a reasonable like experimenting phase to kind of try to work out what exactly Fred is. Because we don't really have one genre of music. I mean, the songs we play tonight have kind of
like Louis wants to play around. Everything, absolutely everything. So
yeah,
we can't quite put a label on it yet, can we?
They're all pop songs at the end of the day, but yeah.
Cool. I would be really interested to hear all of your background, like how you got into music, how you got into the instrument that you play in, Fred. Do you want to start off?
Yeah, I can start.
Start us off.
I guess I started playing piano when I was about 7. Got into jazz when I was about 13 and had a really great jazz piano teacher at high school.
Whereabouts did you go to high school?
I went to Takapuna Grammar.
Ah, interesting. I've never like heard anything about the music department there.
It's pretty good, eh? Yeah. It's pretty good.
Is there a jazz focus there?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I mean, yeah, we had a really good choir, had good barbershop quartets and stuff. Mm-hmm. The Czechs had kind of just come out of there and the Electric Confectioners the back of them.
Some good rock quest bands.
Yeah, so I guess the rock and roll thing really worked. But yeah, good choirs and jazz bands and stuff that we got involved in. And then went through to Auckland Uni, did a degree in composition. I don't write that much music, but it's kind of helps with improvising and playing and stuff. So I'm a piano teacher now.
Interesting.
That's my job, which is quite fun. Awesome fun, like connecting with lots of different people and sort of sharing musical experiences.
Interesting. I had a conversation. I was having a conversation a couple of days ago. I had the privilege of through work. I work full time for Smut Free Rock Quest, and I took one of the bands that were national finalists this year and to meet the band that were performing as a part of American Idiot.
Oh, yeah.
And we're having this interesting conversation around if you're a rock musician, what's the benefit in being able to like read music?
Yeah.
You know, actually be able to properly break it down. And that was really interesting talking to rock musicians who were like, hell yeah. You should be able to read music and play lots of different genres of music because it has taken them all across.
Yeah, it's super interesting because some people are actually, or there's, I guess there's one person in mind who me and Jesse have played with before, who was like totally anti-reading and anti like understanding the music, but he's a brilliant, brilliant songwriter. And like, there are certain people who are like, they don't want to get into the theory because they think it'll ruin the magic of the experience of like creating and stumbling across something awesome. Yeah. But I really like the analytical kind of side of effects. I really like the harmony papers and stuff at uni. And then what else? I'm really into microtonal music, but
what does that mean?
That means like breaking outside of the current tuning system that all of our guitars and pianos and stuff okay. I've been in for the last couple of hundred years.
Okay.
So yeah, if we got a bunch of new instruments in that, that's the new direction that I'd like to take the band.
Wow.
Was that a good wow?
With this pitch.
Was that like
Sorry?
Are you in?
I don't know. I still don't really understand what it means either.
You better polish up your Arabic.
Yeah, so I've ordered this big keyboard with like 275 keys on it. It's got 55 keys per octave instead of 12, so that's going to be really fun. But yeah, that's another story.
We'll are you going to be? Are you foreseeing that this is going to become like a Fred thing?
I don't know. I'd like to try it out, but I don't
100%.
Know.
100%. We should try it out.
I don't know.
We're in an experimenting stage. Yeah, but that's exactly. Kind of what I reckon the next few months is going to be for us. Eh? We've talked about this a lot, like because we've been booking gigs, like you know, not necessarily gigs that we've been putting on ourselves, but like playing support slots for other people and things. And we've always had a gig coming up, so we're at rehearsals. We're like, oh, well, we have to get the set slick so we can play it for this thing. And that's kind of why we've intentionally said no to support slots or other gigs for the next few months so that we can experiment with sounds and work out our sound. So maybe it's going to be a microtonal band that never gets on the radio or plays anything, but that's cool stuff.
What's also interesting, I think, during our gigs is that we often have got like guest appearances of people from different genres. You know, like we had saxophonist, jazz saxophonist,
and some great dancers,
percussionist, dancers, and those that kind of influence our songs as well. Like,
that's true, actually. Yeah, absolutely.
If I learn to play an instrument,
you will be our next guest appearance. Absolutely. Thanks.
Yeah,
I can learn to play an instrument.
Do well.
It's not hard.
I tried the other
Spike Jones.
Yeah, Spike Jones. Spike Jones. The other week, I bought a harmonica for $2 at a garage sale, and I was stoked because I was like, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to learn how to play the harmonica, and then I'm going to like blow the Mini Simon boys away with my the pun not intended with my harmonica skills.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that they're like they come in different keys.
Different keys.
I just I'm one of those people that knows like so much about music and also nothing. I think the phrasing I actually used was, "Oh, it's got a letter on it," and then I was like, "I'm out." Yeah, so I'll have to get. Oh, but you can get a tray, right, where you have all of them.
Yeah, or you can get there's like these chromatic ones, eh? Yeah. But they're so hard to use.
Yeah,
harmonicas are hard, eh?
I had one in B flat as well. I never made much use of that one.
Do you reckon I can learn off YouTube though?
Probably. Yeah, there's actually a guy there. I'm learning myself, but there's a guy there that. Explain all the techniques.
Okay, cool.
Learning new things about all the
Let's talk about this, and then I'm going to become really good. And I could do like a little, I could do a little update on my harmonica.
That'd be great.
On the show. Pretty good, Jesse. So obviously, you're quite a known name in music, Jesse Sheehan. Like I knew exactly who you were, even though I only met you the other day. I got a bit excited. I got a bit fanchild.
I was excited to meet you.
Thank you. Spike Jones, I've made some amazing music videos.
You've done amazing stuff with your managing. That's the main thing I know about you.
Oh.
You've done incredible things for the act you manage.
Thank you.
It's crazy.
Stoked.
It's crazy.
I work many hours.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's a labor of love.
You're somehow here hosting this show, even though you have such little downtime.
I worked today, and then I went home and I had the best nap ever, apart from that I fell asleep on my glasses.
Power naps are amazing, eh?
Yeah, which are on my face, but that's why I was late, because I was like, oh shoot, and I had to fix my glasses. Anyway, that's my whole story.
You had to fix your glasses?
The story
of
Spike Jones.
Did they break?
I broke them today. Yeah, I
how did you fix them?
I just kind of bent them back into place. It's not great. It's not a great situation. I'm not going to lie to you. Wow. I couldn't know.
You wouldn't.
So how did you get into music, Jesse?
I was singing before I could talk.
Yeah. Actually.
I was singing since I was like 2 or 3 or something. I was singing. My first song I ever sung was the Warehouse Jingle.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And my mum is a great singer, and my dad is a really great guitar player, and they used to play in folk bands, and I'd go around all the different folk festivals and stuff with them. So I've grown up in a musical family. They have real jobs too, though, so I don't think they were like, yeah. But yeah, but they also play music.
Which is just like, I mean, it's so common. That's for us, we've got such a small population down here. It's the dream to be able to make it self-sustaining. But even like I had the privilege of going to a talk a couple of weeks ago by Tom Larkin, and he was the drummer of Shehead, who's just done so well in Australia as a manager and an audio engineer and all sorts of stuff. And he came up with this slide that he had made of all the different tiers of being a musical act. So it starts with the beginning, you're figuring out, you're making like, you know, 10 grand and below kind of a year on your music, and you're just kind of figuring it out, and then you go up and up, and I think there's like five different stages, and the last stage is like you've nailed it, you're so famous, you're making, I think it was like over $10 million a year or something, and that's like, you know, it's like all the people that are kind of getting to like Kanye West level or something, you know, and you're sorted. But basically if you're below that, it's really hard, you know, like, because it's like, even like if you look at a band like 660, people must think that they are just totally cruising, they're having a really easy time, but the amount of money that would go into, you know, paying for their PR and their teams, and they've got like multiple managers and everything, it's just, and how much work would have to go into what they're doing, it's just crazy. I think people don't appreciate like actually the amount of time and skill and love and everything, money that goes into playing music. And that is my rant. Sorry. Carry on.
It was fully on it. It was fully on it. I completely agree. So I think that's why it's like, if you're going to do it, like, obviously we all need money to survive, but I think the people that stick on with it are people that just like love it and just want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah,
I don't believe that there's any formula to it as well. And that's super, super hard for people. You just have to be in it because
that must be hard being a manager. Because there's no formula to it.
Yeah. And that's, I think the trickiest thing for me is then when you are working with people who are working like real jobs, you know, and they're used to they're used to things being a formula, it's hard to then say to people, hey, well, actually that's not the case for music, because you're not selling people something that they need. You're selling people something that responds to their heart or makes them want to dance or whatever it is. And I think, you know, absolutely there are formulas, and there's better and not so great ways of doing things. But I don't know. I really do think that, like, the trick to making it in music is write good music.
Yeah.
And it sounds ridiculous, but I think that actually is the case. And, like, who's to say what good music is? But that just takes a lot of time. And even like, you know, like talking like you guys, that you guys are really new, but the songs that you are playing, you wrote in a project beforehand on a journey that you've been on for a really long time, and all of you have come together on your own journey. So actually it's not a fluke, it's not just something that's just happened, it's a combination of hours and love and knowledge. And
that's so true. That's actually really true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, with the songs and also with all of our different paths and learning our instruments and things. I mean, this, it's crazy actually when you think about it.
Yeah.
How we've all ended up in this room together.
Yeah.
Mental.
So you...
blowing our minds, Georgia.
Yeah. It's really cool. So you once smoked for Rockquest.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And you taught me something about Smoke for Rockquest the other day, which I really enjoyed. You once smoked for Rockquest as a solo duo before there was even a solo duo category. Is that right?
There wasn't a solo duo category.
Which is the reason why there is a solo duo category, is because you had these amazing solo, like soloists or duos that were coming in, and it's really hard to compete with the band sound. So now it's the case over the last couple of years that you have two winners of Smoke Free Rockquest. That is amazing. So I think you were the first solo winner, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's so cool. Like, that is just, like, that what it says about you as an artist. And especially, like, as at that time, like, being a teenager, that's just incredible.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah.
It was a buzz, for sure.
What kind of difference did that make for you in terms of, like, your direction? Did it make a difference?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Alex is now filming my response. Suddenly nervous. I think it was, like... it was hugely encouraging for me. I don't think that it was both Rockquest and Play It Strange as well, which I was also a part of.
Also a fantastic program, Play It Strange. They're amazing. Original music competition as well.
Yeah, huge shout outs to Mike Chan for that. Yeah. That's massive, and to all the people at Smoke Free Rockquest, because yeah, that was huge for me. I think it was the main thing it gave me was just like the confidence to actually think of music as a tangible career, whether or not that's a smart avenue or not. But like it sort of made me realize, I was like, okay, actually there are people making it in music, and there's people who have believed in me enough to give me this prize, and I should give this a good shot. So I guess that's the main thing that I got from it.
Is music your main thing that you're doing in your life?
Yeah, it is actually. Like Cam, I'm a music teacher as well. So I teach guitar and a little bit of basic piano. Not piano like Cam, but I can teach beginner piano. And I teach a little bit of vocals, but I'm not good at teaching vocals. I teach vocals to kids, but like I learned singing, as I said, like I started singing when I was 2 or 3, and I've just sung my whole life. Yeah. I never learnt the technique of singing. So if someone comes to me and wants technical knowledge, I'm just like, well, you should just keep singing because you'll probably get better. Yeah. They're like, why am I paying you $50 an hour? So I do music teaching, and then I play in different projects. I also play some covers gigs and stuff. But Fred is my favourite project to be in, even though it doesn't pay yet. It's the long game. Fred is the long game.
You'll be Kanye West in no time. You'll be the Fred at the top of the Spotify search.
That's the dream. That's the dream. Actually, that's when we know. Eh?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
How about you, Alex? How did you get into playing music?
I'm actually grew up with music in the Netherlands. I lived on for, you know, when I grew up, was a good sort of indie music scene, and as you know, that's good in the house scene, you know, DJs and stuff, they were big over there. So kind of mix of weird indie alternative music with dance music mix, and so I played in a band, different bands, and had my own sort of electronic EDM sort of project there, and then moved to the UK in London, where we actually never met. We were, Jesse and I were there at the same time, which is really weird. So he must have been busking and I was playing somewhere else, walked past each other. And actually recently just got into this, you know, whole New Zealand scene. So I'm pretty new, and it's awesome to get to know, you know, and see all the New Zealand musicians. And it's almost like they're so close, you know. The circle is, and you get to know people really, really fast, and it's amazing. I think I'm still learning about the New Zealand music history and stuff, and it's fascinating, and and glad that I met these guys, you know, and can bring a little of my juice of what's from overseas to the kind of New Zealand flavor.
Yeah.
Makes it really interesting, I think.
Yeah, sounds as though it was like just a right place, right time kind of a thing for you guys to meet at the bar. Yeah. Wait, remind me the name of the bar. If we're going to do the promo, let's do it.
Zach's Bar.
It's called Zach's Bar. That's actually its name.
That's it.
Yeah, and there's a guy called Zach who runs the bar.
Not a coincidence.
Cool. I have to go check it out.
You totally have to go check it out. There's Jenga there. There's a pool table. Good beers.
Rugby.
Rugby. The rugby's on there.
That sounds great. I used to do this thing on the show that was, I do date reviews. So I was reviewing a lot of theatre at the time. So to go and take a date, go and see the piece of theatre or the show, and then I would review the show or the piece of theatre and the date on the show. I think I should bring it back.
That's hilarious.
And I could, and I'll start with Zach's Bar.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, that were Tinder dates, yeah. It's quite good.
Did you ask their consent?
No. But I would kind of ask their consent, kind of. It was quite good, though. It was quite, you know, it's like going and seeing like comedy and shows and stuff with people is quite, you'd really get to know them very quickly. Drums. How did you get into it?
Oh, well, actually, I started off being a classical cellist, and then high school, our school like didn't have any drummers, surprisingly, so I got roped into playing drums for the jazz band, and I got converted to the dark side of drumming, and yeah, that's just I'm here now in Auckland studying at uni drums.
That's super. Are you studying jazz?
Yeah.
Drums? Yeah. Picked up on that because you've got the brushes. I know stuff.
Well, I'm not even drumming right now. I'm just playing some brushes on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you're a
clever
lady.
Yeah, just got to make do with whatever we've got.
It's a pretty sophisticated setup.
She makes everything sound like drums.
Now, we are coming to the end of the show, and I have promised Jesse some Life as a Roller Coaster. This is the Ronnie Keating one.
I'm so excited.
Okay, you can't hear it because you don't have headphones on, but if you put them on, you've got to hear some Life as a Roller Coaster. You don't know this song?
Oh, you got it.
Does that not sound familiar
to you? It's just the Boyzone one.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think it actually is a Ronan Keating one, but I know that they do it as Boyzone, so it's still accurate. We have come to the end of the show. Thank you so much, Fred, for coming in. I'm a big fan, and I think what you're doing is awesome, and let's make a date for the next... I won't do a review of the date. No, let's make a date where you come in 6 months' time, and we can, like... hear the music that you've released in that time. Wow. People should absolutely be following you on Spotify, and an easy way to follow you as well as a band named Fred is your handle, isn't it?
Yep.
On Facebook and Instagram, so people can see as things are coming out. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with everything. It's so exciting to see what's happening next for you. Anyone who is listening who wants to come in to the show and talk about something that you're doing in the arts community, give us an email on kickarts1@gmail.com or send us a message on our Facebook page. About 5 minutes after the show, the podcast for this show will be available, so you can listen to it again. You can listen to it again, again and again, and listen to the songs that Freda played tonight, because they are awesome. I am Georgia. I'll be back next week. We have some really exciting guests again in next week. And I'll catch you then. I'll catch you on the flip side. Remember to go out this week and kick some arts. Woo-hoo.